Good morning. We continue with our study of the 30 for 30, and we are getting close. We're going to begin the final countdown to the final four. Today we'll cover two psukim that begin the ksuvim section, both from Yishayahu in the section of Shofros. The first one comes from Yishayahu, where he declares, Kol yoshvei sevel b'shochnei eretz, all those who dwell in tevel, in the world, the Shochnei Eretz and the people who dwell on earth, Kinsonis Harim Tiru, when they see a banner raised on the mountains, Ukishmoa Shofar Tishmo, right? And when they hear the sound of the Tekiah Shofar, that is a reference in Yishayahu Perek Yud Ches to the Nevuah in the future, where the Navi Yishayahu tells us that, look, he was speaking in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, had we been worthy of having him as designated as such, Yishayahu would have been, Chizkiyahu would have been declared Mashiach. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. So what the Pasuk is telling us, Kiskoa Shofar Tishmo, when we get the chance to go up to bring us up back to the Beis HaMikdash. So who are the Yoshvei Sevel? Who are the Shochnei Eretz? What's Yishayahu HaNavi talking about? So Rabbi Azariah Pigo explains that there are certain people who just become very involved in this world, and all they care about are very basic things. Until they are Yoshvei Sevel, Shochnei Eretz, that's all that happens to them. And you think they get so focused that they have no ability to proceed with the world at large. So Hashem promises them that Kiskoa Shofar Tishmo, when they hear the sound of the shofar, like a loud alarm, they will raise their heads to hear that sound. And Rabbi Azariah Pigo suggests that the Chachamim have a responsibility to wake them up, to listen to the Kol Hashem. And when you listen to Kol Hashem is going to rise for you as well. Kol Hashem is going to pick you up. And, of course, Rachmei Shamayim will be achieved. There's also, the other Mefarshim are quick to point out that there is a difference between a Yoshev and a Shochein. But somebody who's so involved in Olam Hazeh, can Sonei Sarim Tiru, in both cases, no matter how far in they go, both individuals are going to be able to go back to Tshuva and Tefillah. The lesson to take from here, perhaps, as we're reciting the Pasuk, Kol Yoshvei Sevel V'Shochnei Eretz, is to reconsider what's important to us, and what are we going to do about it. And this is the first of the two psukim I'd like to cover today. In addition, the Navi does point out, later in Yishayahu, V'ayah v'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol, uvo ovdim b'yaretz ashur v'ani dachim b'yaretz Mitzrayim, on that day, the great shofar will be sounded, and those who are lost from the land of Ashur, and those who have been downtrodden from the land of Mitzrayim will come, and Yishtachlu Hashem b'har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim, they will bow in front of Hashem in the har HaKodesh in Yerushalayim. Now the Navi speaks about those who are lost from Ashur and Mitzrayim. Why are there two different distinctions being highlighted? So in general, we find that when we talk about Ashur, we're talking about a galus that is a little bit more of a chayei nachas. Mitzrayim was a period in time where the Jews were enslaved. It was a pressure-filled, difficult galus. Two different ideas. But notwithstanding, in both instances, when it comes time for the geula, when the shofar is sounded, they'll both come ahead, and they'll both realize that the truth is with Har HaKodesh b'Yerushalayim. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato understands that the sound of this great shofar, the shofar gadol, is going to be necessary because a regular shofar will only be able to be heard by those who are already open to hearing it. But the shofar gadol will even be able to be heard and bring people who are not ru'uyim for ge'ula al pi din. They're not deserving of ge'ula by din. The Avnei Nezer also says that the shofar will be heard even by those who are not so solid. In fact, the Brisker Rav says even by those families that are partially assimilated. Right, but the parts that are legitimate will also be allowed to come back in, even though they don't realize that they are deserving. And so, as we get to this pasuk, in addition to thinking about who we are and what we're going to do about ourselves, in this pasuk we have to be a little bit more global and national. On the one hand, we have to ask ourselves the question. The question we want to be asking ourselves is, quite honestly, what are we doing to prepare for the geula individually? What are we doing for ourselves? Or are we so stuck in the pressures of the day that we don't bother thinking about that? On the other side, how about our brothers and our sisters who are Jewish and may not even realize it? We need safety in numbers. And if we can pick ourselves up, we can not only make sure that we wait for the great day, but we do something to bring it to us quickly as well. Everyone have a wonderful and terrific day.